This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Eleanor Bennett, in for Megan Tackett, and here with your top stories this Monday. Thousands of households and businesses from Glenwood to Silt spent hours without electricity Saturday. Xcel Energy's outage maps showed more than 3,000 customers were impacted by the outage. The power cut out Saturday afternoon, and restaurants and local attractions were forced to close. Power was restored to most customers about 6 hours later. Xcel Energy did not respond to requests for information about the cause of the outage. The French singer and actress Claudine Lange passed away late last week. She was 84 years old. Lange rose to international notoriety, overshadowing her entertainment career, after she fatally shot her boyfriend, Olympic ski racer Spider Savage. That took place at his home in Aspen in 1976. Lange claimed the shooting was an accident and was convicted of a negligent homicide, a misdemeanor. She remained in Aspen for much of the rest of her life, but it was not made publicly clear where she passed away. Meteorologists are increasingly confident that a strong El Niño weather pattern is forming. That could mean record-breaking heat across the world. But as Aspen Public Radio's Michael Finelli reports, it could also bring desperately needed precipitation to the west.
The majority of the U.S. is experiencing some level of drought. And when you look at a national map, one of the darkest red areas, indicating the most intense drought, stretches across the Roaring Fork Valley and up through northwest Colorado. But experts say some relief could be on the way thanks to El Niño. Ali Masaryk is a climatologist with the Colorado Climate Center.
The relationship is not perfect between El Niño and precipitation, but it does certainly inspire at least some optimism, I would say, to hopefully at least chip away at some of those deficits.
Masaryk spoke during a Climate Central briefing on Thursday. The latest forecast released that morning predicted a strong El Niño forming in the next few months. That tends to bring warmer global temperatures, but wetter conditions here in the American West. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Michael Finelli.
A red flag warning was issued for our area on Friday for high fire risk caused by hot and dry conditions. That warning is no longer in effect, though. Scattered rain and snow showers are forecasted today and throughout the week. 2 years ago, Governor Jared Polis signed a bill that expanded tax incentive credits for film, TV, and commercial productions that shoot in Colorado. This fall, the Roaring Fork Valley will host its first film using these credits. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz has more.
Carbondale local Patrick Keller's film, Frick, will begin filming in the Roaring Fork Valley this fall. The budget was originally $1.6 million. Keller cut it down to just $300,000 and plans to use these tax credits to subsidize it. He said it was important to him to film in the Roaring Fork Valley.
It's a tip of the hat to how I was raised going to Roaring Fork High School. And, you know, as we've been moving through pre-production, there's been talks of Oregon and Kentucky and Washington. You know, I made the decision, I can't shoot this anywhere else other than my hometown.
Before shooting begins in August, he still has to finalize a cast, figure out lodging, set up meals, and nail down shooting locations, like Roaring Fork High School, the base of Mount Sopris, or Carbondale's Main Street. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
And in other arts and culture news, there's a lot going on in Carbondale this week. Tomorrow, Skylar Loma Heftiwa will lead a conversation about the historic and contemporary context of Ute culture. Skylar is a local Northern Ute tribal member and an educator with the Aspen Historical Society. The gathering will take place at the Colorado Mountain College Center in Carbondale from 6 to 7:30. And Carbondale Arts will also host presentations from artist grant recipients tomorrow night. It's a chance to hear about projects the artists have been working on and how their grants have helped support the work. The presentations will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. at the launch pad. Later this week, Roaring Fork High students are showing their visual art and woodworking pieces. The show features a range of student work from surrealist drawings to handcrafted furniture. You can view the works Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the high school library. In statewide news, Governor Jared Polis has shortened the prison sentence for Tina Peters and ordered her release on June 21st. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of tampering with election equipment to prove President Trump's false claims of rigging the 2020 election. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Here's Polis.
This is not a pardon. It's really making sure that her free speech was not a criteria for her overly harsh sentencing. So I really think that in the scheme of things, this will take the wind out of the sails of those who argue that there was something awry here, because I think there's a point that those have, and the reason we got thousands of calls saying she was over-sentenced.
Polis said he agreed with an appeals court decision that the judge sentenced Peters harshly because of her beliefs. Trump has mounted a major pressure campaign to free Peters after her conviction 2 years ago, and this decision from Polis puts him directly at odds with his own party and election clerks.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And in regional news, a majority of people support using public lands to generate solar and wind power. That's according to a new climate-focused poll out of Yale. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The poll from the university's School of the Environment found that 75% of people somewhat or strongly support the idea. Jennifer Marlin is a senior research scientist with the program.
When you talk to everyday people in cities and towns across the U.S., they want stable energy sources. They want local energy. They want control and over where the energy is coming from.
The Federal Bureau of Land Management's Renewable Energy Rule currently allows solar and wind development on public lands. However, the Trump administration last year announced it was walking the policy back, reversing the Biden-era initiative that gave, quote, preferential treatment to renewable energy projects. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
In Colorado, 76% of those polled somewhat or strongly support renewable energy on public lands. The Aspen Public Radio Newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz, Michael Finelli, and me, your host for today, Eleanor Bennett. Our contributing reporters include Sarah Torrey and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.